Nasreddin took the reins of the donkey as the Mongol stomped away. Mustafa and the other villagers were very frightened. "How can you teach this ordinary donkey to read?" Mustafa asked him. "Neither my wife, nor my children, nor I can master the scribbles on a page." "I will begin training the donkey right away," Nasreddin insisted. "You shall see." For the next month, he groomed the donkey until his coat shined and the animal held his head high with pride. Each morning and each evening, Nasreddin fed the donkey in a most unusual way. He put barley between the pages of a book. For many days, he turned the pages slowly, very slowly, and let the donkey eat the barley. After a time, the impatient donkey began to turn the pages with his tongue in order to get at the feed. Then, for a few days just before the month was up, Nasreddin offered the donkey no feed. On the agreed-upon day, he took the donkey to the tyrant's stable.
"Well," said the Mongol, "my donkey looks much improved, but if you boasted, I'd..."